This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. So, crisis schmisis. This is what President Bush is calling this whole mess.
The United States will take strong action in dealing with the current economic situation.
The president calls it a situation. He also referred to it as this deal last week. But what do you call it? Our listening friend Troy from North Dakota said he was tired of meltdown and crisis and suggested that we come up with some new words. And we have over 100 ideas. Here's what some of you came up with. Maria Beach wrote us to say by email that I propose we call this the deregulation debacle. Or if you want to point fingers, it could be W's deregulation debacle. Don't say that fast. Lots of you renamed the crisis in honor of your politicians.
Ronald Reagan's reward, Bush's legacy.
Frank's folly, in honor of Barney Frank.
Some of you blamed greed.
Hi, this is Tom from Vernon, Vermont, and I think we could start calling this meltdown era perhaps the post-gluttony era.
PGS, post-greed syndrome.
Greed, terrorism.
It's called class warfare.
That's a traditional Marxist speaking there. And then there were the metaphors, the complex metaphors. Mary Coco wrote in to call it the Enron of real estate. Many of you saw biblical allusions.
My grandmother was always looking for signs that the end of the world was near. And I think the little bit of grandma that's in me would call this the apocalypse.
Cashocalypse, or my favorite, Economageddon.
The econolypse.
Econolips. Can't put lipstick on those. You played with other disasters in history.
The financial fall of Icarus, or the financial Titanic.
Capitalism's Katrina.
Economic nuclear winter.
Or even disasters in your own homes.
What we have here is a backed up toilet.
Oh, that's pleasant. Some of you reimagined movies.
Hello, this is Rob Martin in Buffalo Valley, Oklahoma, and my idea is Nightmare on Wall Street.
Hi there, this financial meltdown just reminds me of that great movie, Deliverance.
Nair, 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 nair. And of course, there's just plain old feelings, just stuff that's related to the brainstem and nothing more. Those of glee.
I call it comic relief.
Those are people with 401ks that weren't affected, and then there were these folks.
I'm Marco from Oklahoma City, and this is how I refer to the present financial crisis.
No more calls. Perhaps we have a winner here. You can go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and vote on what new word or gesture or emotional outburst you would like to use in replacement for the synonyms meltdown and crisis you like best. So far this morning, the top three are number one, the age of economic reality, number two, reality redux, that's pretty good, and number three, civilization correction. Vote early, vote often. If you're dead, you can vote. You can call us with your new term to describe the market carnage at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Simply just pick up the phone, dial 877-8-MY-TAKE, and...
My new phrase for what we're, the mess we're in, is the 2008 Great Lemming Leap.
Maybe it should be called Goldman Takes It All. Goldman Sachs Takes It All.
Register at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. America responded to The Takeaway.